Maryland's News Now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
WBAL's Robert Lang talks today with Greg Bernstein, Baltimore City State's attorney, about the arrest yesterday of the man known as Public Enemy Number One.
The arrest of Daryl Anderson this week, should people believe that with this arrest, gang activity has been solved?
Well, of course not. I mean, the arrest of Daryl Anderson is a very important and significant step in reducing not only gang violence, but all violence. This was a very dangerous individual who's alleged to have committed a number of serious crimes. And I know that the commissioner is single-minded in his approach in trying to get these people off the street. And then it becomes our responsibility working with the police department to successfully prosecute them.
Is gang activity up in Baltimore? Are we just noticing it more? And what can be done to stop it?
Yeah, Rob, great question. And it's always difficult to identify with precision how much of the violence we're seeing is gang related. There's just a whole panoply of reasons why people are committing violent acts. Certainly gang related is part of it, but you know, there's also just disputes. Some of it's domestic. You know, there's just a whole laundry list of reasons, unfortunately, why people choose to engage in violence, but we have to focus on all those cases.
Do you see, I mean, what more resources do you need to stop this? I mean, is there, I mean, you've already moved two additional prosecutors over to the U.S. Attorney's Office. I know that's going to have an impact, but what else is needed?
Well, look, you know, if you want to have a Christmas list, of course, yeah. You know, you could list all kinds of things. I mean, certainly it would be helpful to have, you know, more judges, more courtrooms, you know, more public defenders who can represent these people so that we can move these cases through the system more carefully. But these are all resource issues, and that's why the federal assistance that we get from the U.S. Attorney's Office is so helpful, because we get FBI, ATF, DEA, all those resources as well.
Final question. The Court of Appeals decision from a few months back, there were a number of convicted murderers who are ultimately going to be released in Baltimore City, and I think it was a half a dozen, if I'm not mistaken. Are any more going to be released? I mean, you're reviewing those cases, and why not try to prosecute them again? For example, the Merle Unger case, I know it's not Baltimore City, that was re-prosecuted after 35 years. Why not?
Right. So actually, you know, the Unger case was not technically re-prosecuted. You know, I think it's important for people to know that in the Unger case, they simply read a transcript of the proceedings. That's a far cry different from trying to bring in witnesses, some of whom are deceased or unavailable, or even if you find them, can't remember what happened 35, 40, 50 years ago. But regardless, we have a very calculated, thoughtful approach in the state's attorney's office, where we look to see wherever we can our ability to re-prosecute these cases in terms of finding the witnesses. And it's only when we can't that we then start to think about alternatives. And the big one that we've pressed is that in each case we require a readjustment plan, so that when the individual is released, he or she is not just walking out of jail, but that they have a place to live, that they're going to be supervised. And I think that keeps the city safe.
How many cases are still under review?
There's a number. I don't know the exact number. I do know that there's a hearing coming up in a couple of weeks with some more cases.
That's Baltimore City State's Attorney Greg Bernstein talking today with WBAL's Robert Lang.